At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, we're going to talk about sustainability in the back-to-school world. But before we do, we've got a few questions that were coming in just as you finished your last contribution. I'd love to see deodorants banned from swimming pools, says one. Sometimes the smell is so strong it's uncomfortable to breathe in the changing rooms and in the water. One time a teenager almost emptied a can of antiperspirant that he sprayed on for almost a minute.
Well, look, I feel for that teenager. We've all been there. And look, I did a little bit of research and the EU actually have looked into banning aerosols because there's so many other alternatives. They actually do think it's a viable solution. So they looked into that around 2013. There's been no updates since, so we don't know if that's going to happen. I think in the meantime, it's just about being mindful if you are in a small room and looking to the alternatives. Like I mentioned in that segment, there's so many great natural alternatives, roll-ons, different creams. So there's just no need to use in that aerosol.
Another question, is there a perfume that is not tested on animals?
Yes, there is. So the first thing I would say is if you already own perfumes, you can do a quick check and see if it's been tested on an animal. Simply go to cruelty-free.peta.org and they have a database and you can search for any company and they'll tell you straight away whether it's been tested on animals or not. Then if you do want to look to invest in cruelty-free, Ireland has so many great ones. The Burn Perfumery create a stunning range of natural fragrances. There's a great company in West Cork called Waters and Wild. Again, they make great organic natural fragrances and they actually do a great range of roll-on fragrances, which are really handy if you're someone who travels a lot. And then there's also, you know, some of the bigger companies too. But I would definitely check out Waters and Wild and then check, on cruelty-free.peta.org. You can check all of them there.
Now, essential oils sometimes are alternatives to perfume.
Yes, they're great. And you know what? There's, again, amazing companies in Ireland. Right here in Dublin, over in the Chocolate Factory, which is a building, a 19th century building over on King's Inn Street. On the top floor there, there's a French guy named Benoit Nicol, and he worked in the mainstream fragrance industry with some very big names for over 20 years. And now he makes very high quality essential oils over there. He sources them from France. He's French himself. So if you want to invest in something like that and you can source them from Ireland, that company is called The Nature of Things.
Now, this one is interesting. My rescue dog came from a home which excessively used fragrance and it made him lose his sense of smell. It took years to somehow get him back to normal. That's from Barbara.
This was such an interesting text because I think a couple of days after that, I read an article that said that Dolce & Gabbana had released a fragrance for dogs.
Not cheap.
€99. And I was just horrified by this. First of all, there's so many layers to this. First of all, Dolce & Gabbana's fragrances are made and distributed by Shiseido Group, who actively test on animals. So the irony of creating an animal fragrance that it has been tested on animals is quite something. And then second of all, there was a litany of experts coming out to say, you know what, this is so dangerous. This isn't good for animals. They don't need a fragrance. They're supposed to be natural. You don't need them to smell any other way. And like that listener said, you know, dogs have extremely sensitive sense of smell. I think they estimate that they can smell about 10,000 times better than humans. So they're very, very sensitive. So it is something to keep in mind. There's a long list of scents that really affect them, especially very strong essential oils. So if you are someone who loves essential oils, just do a quick check. There are lots that can really aggravate them and irritate them. And again, I would say, you know, if you're burning candles, make sure animals aren't in the room and just be careful with that.
We'll come to candles in a moment. But the essential oils that are irritating to dogs, cinnamon, eucalyptus, citrus, peppermint, tea tree, anise, thyme, garlic, pennyroyal, pine, clove, sweet birch, juniper, yarrow.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They're so potent. And like I said, you know, dogs are picking up everything so sensitively. So I'm not sure what happened to that lady's rescue, but I'm sure it did just wear down maybe their sense of smell over time. So you do have to be very careful with animals.
Now, you mentioned candles there. Are there any asthma-friendly candles?
Yeah, so look, no candle company is ever going to say that they're asthma friendly, because obviously asthma, it can be very serious. There's different degrees of it, and you know, no one's
so
going to
weigh
in on
that. So no one's going to make the claim.
No. However, if you wanted to get something that would maybe support air health and air quality, burning beeswax candles has been named by some asthma charities as a really good way to help neutralise pollutants in the air. So whatever way it works, beeswax candles can be really good at helping to cleanse the air. So if you are someone who suffers, do a little bit of research into it. You can buy this. Lots of great Irish companies that produce it, and you can burn those, and they don't have a scent, but you still get the lovely experience of burning a candle.
They don't have a scent?
No, there's no scent from beeswax. It's just a lovely, it gives off a lovely kind of a glow. Very natural.
Now, another one here about fake tan. Is there a natural fake tan? Now, that kind of seems to contradict itself. By natural, I presume they mean made out of non kind of organic chemical or natural chemicals rather than petrochemicals.
Yes, exactly. That's what I interpreted as well. And you know, we're so lucky in Ireland. We had an amazing Irishwoman, Noel O'Connor, who created the first ever eco-certified organic tan in the world. So that's Tan Organic, which a lot of people might see in shops and stores. And that whole range is certified vegan. It's cruelty-free. It's free from any toxins, parabens, a lot of the, you know, nasty chemicals and ingredients that I'd mention a lot of the time. And then also, if you've teenagers, they've just released a slightly less expensive version called Vegan Tan, and that's in Primark and Penny stores all over the country. And they also work with plastic pickers in India to help extract plastic from the environment. So an amazing Irish company, and a natural as you can with a fake tan.
Okay, so that's Tan Organic. Now we're going to go back to school and sustainability. When going back to school, let's talk about the uniforms.
Yes. So the credit union did some great research back in, I think, 2022, and they found that about a third of parents would go into debt at back to school time. And you know what? This year, there's some great initiatives. I'm sure every parent knows that there's free books this year, which is fantastic. So there are great supports there for families. But uniforms are, you know, a very big expense for a lot of people. And another study showed that in Northern Ireland alone, about 30,000, I think, uniforms are thrown away, even when they're in really good condition. So Marks and Spencers have launched a really great campaign. I believe they launched it last year in collaboration with Oxfam and eBay. And the idea is to encourage parents to bring in uniforms that maybe, you know, kids have grown out of, because they obviously grow out of them so quickly, or maybe that they're not using anymore. You can bring it to your local M&S store and deposit it. And when you do, you get 20% off a selection of their kids' wear line. So a great thing, you know, if parents think, God, I've two or three uniforms sitting at home, I need a bit of help buying, you know, some back to school.
And what
bits.
Do M&S do with the uniforms?
So basically, they work with the two charity partners. They work with Oxfam. They go through all of the product. And if they're good enough to resell, they do, either with Oxfam stores or online with a dedicated store on eBay, so online. And then if they're not good enough, they make sure that they are rehomed responsibly. So either donated and recycled or put to good use. So it's a really great initiative. And I think a lot of parents will be popping into M&S over the next few weeks. So it's something to look at for sure.
Next piece of advice going back to school, go plastic free.
Yes. If you're buying all your essentials, everyone's going to need a lunchbox. But I would suggest, you know, going to a great Irish eco store like Fairly, F-A-E-R-L-Y. They do great plastic alternatives. So you can get a stainless steel lunchbox that will last you a lot longer, will keep food cool and fragrance free, odour free, I should say. You can also opt for bamboo cutlery instead of using tin foil or cling film. You can opt for beeswax wraps, which I use myself. They're fantastic. They're great. They're reusable. You just wash them, rinse them at the end of the day, dry them out, and then you can wrap sandwiches and stuff in them. So great just to think of plastic alternatives.
Okay, now what about sweets and treats?
Yes, snacks. The most important part of going back to school, what are you going to feed them? Again, great Irish companies that are doing really interesting things. So Nobu, they're a Dublin-based company. They do dairy-free chocolate treats, and they come in compostable wrapping, and they do these lovely little individual wrapped ones. So if you want to, you know, keep control of portion control, that's great. Another great sustainable company is called Homespun, and they do these amazing, delicious little kind of granola and oat bars that are sustainably made, organic certified. Again, a great Irish company to support, and again, in compostable.
A company called Jiminy, what do they do?
Jiminy are amazing. They're an Irish plastic-free and eco-friendly toy company. And they obviously do your puzzles and your toys and your games, but they also do great things to keep kids busy. Like they offer plastic-free arts and crafts. They've got loads of supplies, even backpacks, that kind of thing. So I would definitely encourage you to log on and check Jiminy out if you're looking for some essentials.
Okay, our son is going into first year in South Dublin. The school insists on all students getting an iPad loaded up with e-books. The new free school book scheme has been used to buy a lot of unnecessary and overpriced stationery and pencils that we could easily get ourselves much more cheaply. It doesn't sound very sustainable.
Wow, well, look, I'm definitely not going to weigh in. I know teachers and schools have enough on their plate, and my dad is a teacher, so I wouldn't weigh in on that. But look, I think the real aim is to try and just make things as cost effective as possible for parents. Not everything can be completely sustainable, so it's a way up, isn't it?
Another one. Can you ask why pharma companies get away with individual foil wrapping on all my monthly tablets? Why can't we go back to reusable containers? It's a huge waste of energy and a massive carbon footprint using aluminium foil.
Well, again, I'm not an expert in that field at all, and I would imagine that
I presume it's
kind
for
of,
safety.
I would say so, safety and hygiene and keeping things fresh. They could just be, you know, much higher quality tablets, so definitely a reason there.
And a smelly texter called G says, I've tried several of these natural deodorants, and fortunately, I found them all useless.
Oh, listen, if she wants to drop me a message on Instagram, I'll give her a list of ones that I have tried to test. I've tried them all and I can agree some of them don't work, but I've found four or five that really do. So drop me a message and I'll give her a list.
Thank you very much, Jo Lennon, who's climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Now, a reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.